A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
State Senate President Stuart Adams and Utah House Speaker Brad Wilson are not fans of President Biden's order for businesses with 100 or more employees to require vaccines. Both lawmakers say it should be the business making the decision for their workers, not the federal government. From KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the Pentagon backed off its defense of a drone strike that killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan, most of them children. CENTCOM General Frank McKenzie called it a tragic mistake, and the U.S. is considering making reparation payments to the family. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Len Thomas.
Looking at that northbound drive, Layton to Clearfield, very slow, and southbound Riverdale to Roy. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine today, 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
85 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An FDA advisory panel offering two recommendations today on Pfizer's COVID booster shot authorization request, voting no for those 16 and up and yes for older Americans and those with underlying health risks.
After initially voting down booster shots for most Americans, saying there is no evidence they're needed or would do much good for many people, the board voting a second time unanimously 18-0 to say it is recommending that older adults and those who are at high risk do get a booster shot. It's not a done deal. There will be another advisory panel meeting next week, and then the FDA has to decide if it will move forward with it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Pentagon leaders today now say the August 29th U.S. drone strike targeting an ISIS-K member in Kabul in a vehicle instead mistakenly killed as many as 10 civilians, including up to seven children. Commander of Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, apologized for the casualties.
As the combatant commander, I am fully responsible for this strike and its tragic outcome.
General McKenzie called it a mistake, but also a legitimate strike that followed the rules of engagement, trying to prevent another attack just days after the deadly suicide bombing that killed 13 service members outside the airport gate. Here's ABC's Louis Martinez.
They had been following this vehicle for almost 8 hours. And it's not enough to create what they call a pattern of life, which would be days, weeks, maybe sometimes months in some of these long-term over-the-horizon drone strikes. But in this case, they were concerned that there might be an attack at the airport. They were concerned that there might be a car bomb attack.
U.S. Capitol Police say they are ready and security is ramped up ahead of tomorrow's planned rally in support of the suspects charged in the January 6th attack. That includes having members of the National Guard on standby. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. 10 Afghan civilians were killed in a U.S. drone strike on August 29th in Kabul. U.S. General Frank McKenzie says the U.S. assessed with reasonable certainty that there could be a car bomb attack at the Kabul airport. He adds they didn't think any civilians would be harmed during the attack.
It is further my assessment that the strike team were convinced at the time of the strike that the area was clear of civilians, and that they had taken prudent steps in regards to weaponizing the strike to minimize the potential for civilian casualties. Finally, it is my assessment that they did believe, as reported, that there was a secondary explosion. Our investigation now concludes that the strike was a tragic mistake.
General McKenzie says as many as seven of the civilians were children.
I am here today to set the record straight and acknowledge our mistakes. I will end my remarks with the same note of sincere and profound condolences to the family and friends of those who died in this tragic strike. We are exploring the possibility of ex gratia payments. And I'll finish by saying that while the team conducted the strike, did so in the honest belief that they were preventing an imminent attack on our forces and civilian evacuees, we now understand that to be incorrect.
The last U.S. soldier left Afghanistan 2 days after that strike. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Good afternoon, Len.
Good afternoon, Maria. As we roll into the 3 o'clock hour, it's a mixed bag. The drive southbound on I-15 in Utah County is going over the Point of the Mountain and all the way to Spanish Fork in about 25 minutes. In the valley, Salt Lake Valley, you're looking at a little bit of slowing as you head northbound out of Salt Lake up to the 1300 South exit, and then southbound from Murray down to Sandy. Out on I-80, we did have a crash out near Wright Brothers Drive, but can't see any evidence of any slowing or even the wreck out there right now. And I-80 right now heading out to Park City's in good shape, or westbound out to the lake and to Tooele in good shape. Steve?
Well, an easy ride right now if you're on northbound 15 leaving from the downtown area up into Davis County. Got the usual slowdowns filling in from Layton up to Clearfield. Plus, slowdowns on the southbound side of I-15. Still have a crash at 5600 South and Roy. That's on the right shoulder. Step into $400 with University Credit Union by using your new debit card, direct deposit, and switching over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn more. To qualify, Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman has a look at the seven-day forecast.
Sunshine today. Temperature climbs up there, 87 degrees. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, but it's still warm, with a high of 85, and then partly cloudy, a windy day on Sunday, high temperature 82. It really cools down on Monday, 64 the high, and a slight chance of showers. It definitely cools down, though. Partly cloudy, only 68 on Tuesday after a chilly morning. Then it warms up, sunshine 77 on Wednesday, and sunshine a pleasant 78 the high on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, if it's going to cool down that much, at least we should see some rain showers out of it, don't you think? Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, sunny and 85 degrees. And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, it was a rough day for the markets, a lot of red numbers. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Ready to party like it's 1999? Get any new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for only $99 a month for the first 3 months. You'll be the life of the party in any of our 5 SUVs. The safe, stylish 7-seater Atlas supports large families comfortably on everything from road trips to carpool duty. The ID4 electric vehicle is ideal for the cutting-edge driver who wants a car as smart as they are. Do you want the power and size of an Atlas, but not so many seats? That's what the Atlas Cross Sport is for. Are you a perfect mix of responsibility and thrill-seeking? Well, so is the Tiguan. And our Taos has the tech of an upscale SUV, but the price point for a first-time buyer. Upgrade today and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and damage. With 5 SUVs to choose from, our MSRP vehicle exchange, and $99 payments, there's no reason to wait. Party like it's 1999 at Volkswagen Southtown. Get to VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCIOAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Open a new credit card with Cypress Credit Union and you'll receive 0% APR on all balance transfers and purchases for the first 6 months. With low rate, cash back, and reward options, you can find the right card for you. To start an application, stop by a branch or visit cypresscu.com today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I've put a lot of thought into my girlfriend's engagement ring. Did all the research, shopped around, and got lots of opinions. At first, I was planning on getting her a lab-created diamond. But after my visit to Shane Company, I changed my mind. I learned that lab-created diamonds have continually dropped in value, whereas natural diamonds have consistently maintained or increased in value over time. And all the diamonds at Shane Company are natural. What's really cool about a natural diamond is that there is no other diamond in the world like it. It's a natural wonder created by the earth billions of years ago, the oldest and rarest thing you'll ever touch. How romantic is that? And Shane Company's diamonds are conflict-free. They've always sourced their diamonds this way. So for my girlfriend's engagement ring, I chose a 1-carat natural diamond for her center stone. It's spectacular, and it's one of a kind, just like she is.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Police can't find a missing traveler through Utah without help.
We don't know what Brian knows. He needs to talk to us.
Gabby Petito is lost, missing.
Who knows?
Last seen after coming through Utah.
And then
vanishing. We're updating this story and asking the hard questions at KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time 325. We are watching Utah's money. Midway's Albert Kohler Legacy Farm will be forever protected open space. The 102-acre farmland is known in Utah for its artisan cheese and tractor days. KSL Drive. General Motors issued a stop sale order on this year's models of the Chevy Silverado HD and GMC Sierra HD. The pickup truck sales have been put on pause over a potential quality issue. Apple Card users are reporting trouble while trying to buy the new iPhone 13. The card allows people to buy Apple products with the benefit of up to 3% cash back, meaning some of Apple's biggest supporters didn't get the perks from their cards. A rough day on Wall Street. The Dow sunk 166 points, finishing the week at 34,584. The S&P fell 40 points. The NASDAQ lost 137. Some of the nation's most famous trees are in danger of burning up as fires move through Sequoia National Park, and some extraordinary efforts are underway to save the trees. ABC's Alex Stone is in California.
It takes tree hugging to a whole new level. Fire crews are wrapping iconic trees in aluminum blankets, trying to protect them from flames that are moving through Sequoia National Park. Among the trees wrapped at the base is General Sherman, the world's largest tree and around 2,700 years old. Stephen Beckeris is working on the fire.
The fire is still active and it's still moving about.
A few communities nearby Sequoia National Park are also evacuated right now. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.